It's EV News briefly for Wednesday, 20th of March. I'll be back later with a full podcast. Patreon supporters get the episodes as soon as they're ready and ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Let's start with some news about the Audi Q6 and SQ6 e-tron. Let's get it out of the way first. Yes, this car is fabulously delayed, but there's lots of good reasons to think patience was worth waiting for this, because it's on the new PPE platform, premium platform electric from Volkswagen, same as its sibling car, the Porsche Macan, but we get more details of what Audi are doing with it. And honestly, this car looks like a premium Audi. There's not much more I can tell you about the external styling. It fits in between the Q4 on the MEB platform and the Q8, which is the new name for the old fat e-tron, call it what you will. This is still very much up against cars like the Lyriq and the GV70 from Genesis. It is a dual motor or even a tri-motor vehicle, depending on how you spec it. Three touchscreens inside it, very digital, a lack of tactile buttons. If that doesn't float your boat, that might be an issue. It's got an 800-volt architecture. It's got advanced driver assistance systems with more sensors, high-res maps, and cloud data for enhanced navigation support. 0-60 will be dispatched in about 4.2 seconds for the SQ6, boasting 510 horsepower. Battery, 100 kilowatt hours, 94.9 kilowatt hours of that are usable, and a smaller battery for some markets. You would probably think European markets could do with the smaller battery to save some money. They're proud of the regen in this. It's a 220 kilowatt regen capacity. That thing will stop you so quickly and regen loads of battery. Charging time, 21 minutes to get to 80%. Really, really impressive. A peak charge rate of 270 kilowatts. I suspect it will go higher. New battery technology, new thermal management technology, which keeps the battery at 25 degrees Celsius come hell or high water. So that thing is going to be really good at rapid charging, high performance, lots of repeated performance, they say. And finally, a mention for the LEDs, which look really cool. 61 individual segments in the front LEDs, and they are user customizable. So you can even customize and create your own daytime running lights, which is just cool. There's so much to know about this vehicle. I'll pop links in the show notes, and I talk about it extensively in the full version of today's EV News Daily. Right, Jaguar Land Rover are boosting EV development with 250 new electrical engineering hires here in the UK for their EV battery and cell smart. BMW's Neue Klasse X concept comes out tomorrow, a date for your diary. Looks like an SUV from the outline that they showed off in this quick picture. Mercedes-AMG's EV, the concept a couple of years ago, was this very low silver bullet-shaped thing. And actually, the officially released photographs we're doing Arctic testing show it could well be very similar to the concept vehicle. And this will obviously be a very high-performance AMG GT car to take it to the GT combustion cars out there. It should be out in 2025. Shell is divesting 500 of their forecourt retail sites this year and next year as they focus more on how to have convenience stores around DC fast charge. But make no mistake, Shell also revised their recent energy transition strategy and softened their carbon emissions goals. EV rebates now available in Minnesota. If this applies to you, $2,500 for purchasing a new electric vehicle, $600 are for used EV, below $55,000 MSRP for the new one, by the way. But that is stackable on top of the federal tax credits, of course. Gotion, the Chinese EV battery maker, is suing a Michigan township over a recent change of leadership last November. Full of the board's composition, they say, is now no longer so pro-Chinese battery company coming into their region and putting up roadblocks. And BYD saying, actually, the European and US regulators might be taking a second look at Chinese cars, but we're not worried because we're going to expand into places like Thailand, Hungary, Indonesia, Brazil, and even Uzbekistan, where business is good. And that's briefly